Diabetes Breakthrough.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Robert Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
It's a hijack! It's a hijack! We're being hijacked! Help! Help! The mainstream media is crying. The establishment Republicans are crying. Hijack! Ron Paul is hijacking the establishment. Oh, my goodness. Cry me a river. Hey, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show, rocking it live here this Sunday afternoon, one day after Cinco de Mayo. If you have a beer hangover, we've got your solutions. No problem here. Lots of healing like nowhere else in media, including economic healing and political healing and healing from the hijacking that is phony and the hijacking that is real. Yes, we've got news on hijacking. You remember growing up, those of you who are in, well, I guess if you've been alive, you're in your 40s, 50s. You remember stories about hijackings? They used to be really much more common. Middle East hijacking, Middle East terrorists, Cuban terrorists, hijacks everywhere. Now suddenly the term is in vogue again. Did you hear about this? Hijacking all over the news today. What? Did an airline get hijacked? No. Is it cruise ship? Has a cruise ship been hijacked? No. How about the Maine GOP and the Nevada GOP? Well, if you listen to the mainstream media, the polluted, toxic, corrupted by the establishment media, they'll all tell you that Ron Paul and his followers are hijacking the GOP. Yes, that's right. Ron Paul is a hijacker. Where is the TSA on that one? Huh? You couldn't. He's 76 years, 76. How old is he? He's an old guy. How could you not stop him from hijacking? Oh, wait, I know. The Ron Paul followers just not reading the script. Or if they are, they've thrown it away. They're improvising. But, of course, as the old media claims that Ron Paul and his followers are hijacking the Republican delegation, the delegates, they're ignoring, they're neglecting, they will not tell you the truth of the matter, that those that have followed Ron Paul and the strategy are just doing that which is allowed in the rule book. Yes, the GOP delegate rule book. You read it. Ron Paul and his group has. And guess what? They're slaying the Mitt Romney followers. Oh, poor Mitt Romney. Don't soil your underpants. Ron Paul has just won the majority of delegates in Maine and Nevada. Woohoo! We've been following this not only for years, but for months. And for years. And for months. And for days. And for hours. And for minutes. And it is so funny to see the old media crying. Fox News shed a tear. Oh, Ron Paul hijacking. They're not letting Romney, poor Mitt Romney. He's just not going to catch a break. The conservative liberal that he is. Ron Paul won a majority of delegates today. Maine, Nevada, still ongoing. Interestingly enough, it's been streaming through Ustream. There's some amazing things happening. One of my friends from the Canary Party has actually streamed something where they caught the Romney campaign in both contests with dirty tricks. The real dirty tricks, the real hijacking attempts coming from the Romney camp. Now, I'm not saying Mitt Romney's behind it. I have no evidence. But I'm telling you that the Romney supporters are playing dirty pool. And yet, the Ron Paul group actually following the rule book because they learned if they don't know it better than the establishment, they're going to lose. And they have learned it better than the establishment. There's more passion. There's more focus. There's more integrity and honesty. And look at what is happening. Even with the dirty tricks by Romney's people, they went disguised as Ron Paul people. How do you do that? How do you get a Romney supporter to look like a Ron Paul person? They were handing out fake Ron Paul ballots in Nevada. But busted on YouTube. You can see it up there. It was on Ustream. Now, the next phase of this is the vote to unbind the delegates in Nevada coming up. But Ron Paul has definitely won both states. And you heard it here first, live on GCN here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, all over planet Earth as well, those of you listening. And you will not hear it on CNN or MSNBC or Fox News, except that they will say, oh, those cheaters, those little stinkers, those Ron Paul people, they're just not, they're not going away. They're figuring this thing. They've hijacked, you know, was this an armed and dangerous raid of the Nevada delegation? Was it an armed and dangerous raid in Maine? What happened there? I'll tell you what, you know who the real hijackers are? You want to know who the real hijackers are? There's a real hijack that has just happened in Connecticut. That's right, up there, not too far from Maine, in Connecticut, a serious hijacking that is not being covered by anybody in the tainted, old, genetically modified media. Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy, hijacked by Monsanto's GMOs this weekend. That's right. He was in a backroom deal, evidently, removed the provision in this major push in Connecticut. What was this major push supposed to do? Go to righttoknowconnecticut.org. I've got that linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. Guess what? HB 5117 was set to be voted on, and in it, a provision to mandate labeling of genetically modified organisms. Oh, my gosh, the people of Connecticut wanted to know what was in their food. How dare you, people of Connecticut? You can't do that. Don't you know Monsanto owns your governor? And if you didn't, you found out this weekend. That's right, because he removed the provision, made it a toothless bill. Your right to know what? Your right to know nothing. Your right to know nothing about your food. Monsanto owns Governor Daniel Malloy. Now, I gave him an opportunity. I called his media relations person. I got his cell phone number. We called him up and have not heard word one. Told him we were going to be covering this nationally today and throughout the week on the Robert Scott Bell Show through Natural News Radio, in addition to right here on the Genesis Communications Network. Have yet to hear anything. Governor Malloy, were you hijacked? Did they hold a gun to your head? We want to know. Why did you deny the people of Connecticut the ability to know what was in their food, and therefore, of course, potentially everyone else in America? You know, the success that's happening in California, it's not over yet, because Monsanto's going to pull the same thing on Governor Moonbeam Brown. They're going to scuttle this thing. They threatened, evidently, from what we hear, they threatened to sue the state of Connecticut. And I'm sure there's no lawyers in Connecticut that would be willing to take up the defensive challenge for the state. No, not at all. I'll hazard a guess there'd be pro bono lawyers all over the state that would defend Connecticut's right to know, the people of Connecticut. But no, Malloy says we don't want to get sued by Monsanto in federal court. Screw that. Nullify the federal courts at this point. The people have a right to know. The states and the people are superior to the federal government. Supremacy clause notwithstanding, the supremacy clause is only concerning that which is constitutional. And certainly, Monsanto running roughshod over the government on all levels, federal, state, and local, does not abide by any constitution. Certainly not your own individual constitution. As we find out here and have been covering for years here, on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the danger that GMOs pose to your constitution as well. Thank you to Jeffrey Smith, by the way, who called me this week when I was up in Chicago. He was there talking about this Connecticut hijacking, the real hijacking. Yet the only thing you're going to hear, if you have any friends, neighbors, relatives that read the old news, hear Fox News, etc., you're going to hear Ron Paul hijack, Ron Paul hijack. You'll hear nothing about Monsanto hijacking the governor of Connecticut. And we, if time permits, and I hope it does, we hope to hear from the folks, the co-founders of Right to Know Connecticut, to join us shortly, Tara Cook Littleman and Annalise Paik. We're going to hopefully hear from them. Let's see what else is on tap besides that. Raids on beehives, beehive colony collapse, Monsanto in the news, all over the news. Representative Richard Roy of Milford
co-chair of the Environment Committee and the original sponsor of the Connecticut bill, when reached for comment, said the labeling provision was eliminated from the bill due to fears that it opened the state up to lawsuits. See what I said here? I'm right. The attorneys for the leadership and governor's office felt that the constitutional rights of Monsanto, constitutional rights of Monsanto, gave them the power to successfully sue the state. Their main duty was to protect the welfare of the state. Oh, but not the people of the state? Not the people of the state? The constitutional rights of a corporation, a multinational corporation with no allegiance to any nation or state? Yeah, this is absolutely patent wussification of the state government, the governor's office of Connecticut, who have kowtowed, who have bowed down, who are on their knees. You know, who knows doing what to Monsanto? Please don't sue us, Monsanto. We'll do whatever you want. We won't put a provision that makes you to label your wonderful products so our people of Connecticut will know what's in their food. Right, Monsanto? If you're so proud of your genetically modified organisms, label it proudly. Label it. You won't, because your products suck so bad they would go bankrupt. They would bankrupt you if people knew that your products were actually in the food they were consuming. People would steer clear, would choose other paths for consumables, for edibles. But no, you can't have that. You can't have the people know. The sunlight, the sunshine, the vitamin D, all the things that we talk about here that are good for you would completely burn Monsanto in the fires of hell. And we're going to hear more about what's going on in Connecticut straight from the folks that established this organization, Your Right to Know Connecticut, coming up next. All right, Annalise, Tara will be on momentarily. The Robert Scott Bell Show rocks on for health, freedom, and liberty. Check it all out. RobertScottBell.com. Coming right back.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. alkalize your body, supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Can you tell I'm just a little bit, a wee bit disgusted with the governor of Connecticut? But the people of Connecticut are rising up. Are they going to let this stand? We're not going to let it stand here. And joining us now from your Right to Know, righttoknowct.org, the co-founders, Tara Cook Littman and Annalisa Pake. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Appreciate all the work you're doing up there in Connecticut.
Hi there. Thank you.
All right. Well, I don't know who to start with here, but the news is not so good coming out of Connecticut. So give us the update. What is the latest?
Go ahead, Annalisa.
Well, we are outraged here in the state of Connecticut. We had a GE food labeling bill. We had a GE food bill that had a labeling provision in it. And a lot of work was done on this bill over many, many months. It was originally introduced by the Environment Committee. It passed 23-6, which is unprecedented. And that was bipartisan support, which sent a very clear mandate to the House that this was a bill that not only the people, but the state legislators wanted to move forward. Unfortunately, on Friday night, the labeling provision was removed from the bill, even though a pre-vote tally in the House showed that 85% were in support of the bill.
Well, that's precisely why it was removed, I believe, because Monsanto could not afford to lose a state like Connecticut, which would influence the rest of the country. But the governor, is he known for making backroom deals like this?
You know, to be completely honest, because this is Tara speaking now, I've really lost faith in the government. I haven't paid that much attention to what's been going on in our government. So I can't tell you firsthand what's going on. We can only tell you what's gone on in this situation. And what's gone on in this situation is just quite unbelievable. And I'm an attorney myself, and so I'd really like your listeners to understand that whenever states are looking to pass legislation, the state needs to consider whether the law would be preempted by federal law or whether it would violate the Constitution. This is something that they deal with all the time. But in this case, it's being used by the governor as an excuse for taking out the GE labeling provision. So we've been hearing this past week, and the concerns were raised early, and now we've been hearing once again that there were concerns that the law could violate the First Amendment rights. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
By infringing on the industry's commercial free speech rights to essentially remain silent and not tell us if GMOs are in our food, thereby placing the industry's rights above the rights of the American public to know what is in their food. Now, this is just absurd, and we have been working with the country's top attorneys from the Organic Consumers Association, from the Center for Food Safety, who have been giving us very detailed information and language for our bill, the most updated case law, that show that a constitutional argument based on the First Amendment at this point would not stand. The lawyers in our government knew this.
Yes.
The language had been crafted to avoid this. And it's absurd that at the last minute, the governor and his lawyers are using this constitutional argument to basically hide the fact that they're just denying us the right to know what's in our food.
Yeah, Tara, this sounds more like they're claiming Miranda rights here rather than First Amendment rights. It's like, what, the right to remain silent. Wasn't that something else added later? I mean, this is bizarre.
It's totally bizarre. And really, if you look at our framers' intent when they came up with the Bill of Rights, this is certainly not what they intended it to be used for.
Sure. Of course, they knew one day that large multinational corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state would need to be protected over the rights and protections of the people. It makes perfect sense.
We can only agree with you there. There is outrage in the state of Connecticut. You know, if you take a look on the Right to Know Connecticut Facebook page and look at some of the comments, people are just disgust, shock, outrage. Those are the words that people are using. A new form of terrorism. You know, people are just completely fed up. We watched the state of Vermont be bullied. And their bill was voted out of the first committee and never made it pass there because Governor Shumlin said that he would veto the bill. Ours didn't even have an opportunity to be voted on in the House. We kept waiting for the bill to be called as we had a rally in support of this bill at the Capitol on Friday, earlier in the day. We said, please call the bill, asking Speaker of the House, Christopher Donovan, to call the bill. Little did we know that there was something going on. And actually, Tara and I did have a sixth sense about this. I remember texting her that I smelled a rat.
Yep.
And she said, you're right. There was a big rat.
Yeah, I smell a hijacking. This is what they're claiming the Ron Paul people are doing, and they're following the rules, and they're not putting the word in proper use as we are here. The governor has been hijacked, perhaps willingly, and we know for a fact, if you mentioned the legal issue and precedents, Tara, as well, that the people would come up with their own money to fund a defense against Monsanto for the state. Don't tell me that this is a voluntary organization and focal point here. And this is more evidence that the right and the left should finally come together, set aside their petty differences, and start seeing that their government has been stolen from them, which harms both sides of the political aisle.
Well, the Organic Consumers Association has already created a legal defense fund that they're calling the money bomb to be used to protect states against attacks by Monsanto when these laws get through. So there are these legal defense funds being formed, and eventually we can hope to stand up here. And I have to say that the most frustrating part of this for me is that our hardworking legislators that were voted in by the people of this state, they cared. They wanted this bill to get passed. And I love your metaphor of hijacked. It was hijacked from them before they had the chance to debate it, discuss it, and do their job on the floor of the legislature. It wasn't allowed to get there. And that's a travesty of justice. And our legislators that we've been working with are just as frustrated, just as disgusted. And quite honestly, I feel badly for them because they're trying hard to work for the people of Connecticut and they weren't allowed to do their job.
Well, exactly right. And I said, you know, if it takes this, these are the symptoms of disease. As a homeopath, I look at these things and they tell us all that we need to know about what's going on underneath the surface, so to speak. And it takes, unfortunately, a lot of hardship, a lot of difficulty, a lot of nasty symptoms and pain to wake the person or people in this case up to realize that the petty things, as I said, the phony things that divide us are much less worse or much less severe than the thing that is dividing us from our government, and that is the corporate control and takeover from a global perspective. And Monsanto is case point one here.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of that stems from people buying the bunk. There's a lot of misinformation out there. Tara and I worked hard for months on education. We had state legislators, members, influential members of the public, who were completely disengaged, had absolutely no idea what a genetically modified food was.
Yep.
That they were patented, that they were never tested by the FDA.
Hey, stand by, ladies. I'm gonna have you hold over. I've got to do some more. We got to take a break here. Tara and Annalisa from Your Right to Know, Right to Know Connecticut. I've got it linked up at robertscottbell.com in the blog notes as well as through Facebook. What's happening in Connecticut could be happening in your country. Don't let them hijack you. Stand by. More after this.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
To all of my leftist friends out there listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, I know you're there. I know you, again, I'm monitoring what we do here. Remember Obama, President Obama said in 2007 he would promote GMO labeling. Yes, he was going to pass legislation to mandate GMO labeling. What happened? You think the Republicans are the only evil ones? And, of course, it's the people that have been duped, the people who have been divided in a planned Hegelian dialectic. Don't let them do it. We're witnessing it once again in Connecticut, where the people have come together with massive bipartisan support to promote GMO labeling, mandatory genetically engineered food labeling. And guess what? The governor backed off based on a bogus assertion. Oh, no, the federal government's going to sue us based on the Constitution. The rights of GMO Monsanto are going to be violated. Well, what can you do now? What can you do to get involved? We were talking about this morning the social media overwhelming the old media. Right? The hijacking statements about Ron Paul? No. The people are actually YouTubing, Ustreaming, live streaming everything, all the corruption. This is also happening in the GMO battle against Monsanto. They weren't counting on it. You're bringing it to them. Their power is slipping away. Their strong arm tactics are backfiring on them. You're exposing them. They may have money and influence, but we have the power of spreading the truth worldwide right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thanks as well to Tara and Annalise from Right to Know Connecticut. We've got that linked up at the blog at robertscottbell.com. Short segment here, but we've got more to talk about. What can we do now?
Well, Robert, Annalisa and I are both really disciples of Jeffrey Smith. It was when he came to Fairfield, Connecticut, that he lit a fire in our bellies. And we want everyone to, first of all, go on Jeffrey Smith's website, responsibletechnology.org, and sign up for his tipping point so that you can start to connect with other people in your area and work together. And secondly, we are a little bit skeptical now that we're going to have any luck getting bills like this through our government. So what we need to do as the people of this country is we need to rise up like they did in Europe back in 1999 and reject GMOs. We need to stop putting our money in foods that are laced with GMOs and send a message to those manufacturers that we will not buy those foods anymore. And once they get that message, believe me, just like they did in Europe, they will start taking GMOs out of their products because they have a bottom line. They're worried about their money too. So educate yourself about how to avoid GMOs and then make a decision today to stop buying them.
Well, and you said it right there. The stopping to buy, then somebody said, but it's not labeled yet. Well, then go to responsibletechnology.org, and you will see the non-GMO shopping guide, etc. You will know without the government waiting for them to tell you what it's in so you can make these informed decisions. Go ahead.
Now, Robert, I was just going to add that Tara made this great point about manufacturers reformulating. Kashi's cereals that contain genetically modified soy were taken off the shelves of Green Grocer in Rhode Island, and a note was put on the shelf saying why. Customers came in, took pictures, it went viral, and now Kashi is responding, saying they're going to reformulate and start removing GM ingredients from their cereals.
Beautiful. Well, this is the power of the consumer, so to speak, in action. It requires no government intervention. It requires you to step up and find out what has been done to your food and make better choices, demand it, and then we'll see the evidence of the change and transformation that's happening. And you guys are doing a bang-up job there, of course, waking up to realize that we must be disillusioned very quickly here, or else we're going to continue to beg and plead the government that has been bought and stolen from us.
Yeah, that's very true.
The United States is the laughing stock of the world right now. We're supposed to be the freest country in the world, and we can't get a label on our food that says they're genetically modified. And we have been so dumbed down in the United States of America. People do need to wake up and realize that they need to take responsibility for what they put in themselves. The government is not looking out for them. The FDA thinks genetically modified foods are the same as their conventional counterparts. At least that's what they told us 20 years ago when they made their rules and regulations.
Well, they lied then and they're lying now, but we are calling them to the carpet. One more segment here. We're going to find out what are these GMO dangers, more about how to avoid them. Tara and Annalisa from RightToKnowConnecticut.com. Check it out. We'll be right back with more powerful healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals products are made exclusively from three fish species, Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency: fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation, and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call at 800-662-2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, the company that cares not only about you, but also the environment.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Your weekly dose of health, freedom, and liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's not just poisoning of the food supply with genetically modified, genetically engineered organisms. It's also the poisoning of the Gulf of Mexico with Corexit. Remember the oil spill a while back? It's still in the news. We've got some breaking stories to cover next hour with Stephen Pettigo on that as well. Beehive collapse, if we can fit it in there. But right now, we're going to wrap it up this segment now with Tara and Annalisa from Right to Know Connecticut on the issue of GMOs, the hijacking of Governor Malloy there, the removing, the stripping of the provision in the bill that everybody, bipartisan, wanted to see, labeling of genetically modified organisms in food in Connecticut, completely sideswiped by the power of the artificial creations of the state, those known as corporations that now control the state. Tara, Annalisa, I appreciate so much you coming on board today. And by the way, if you can't get enough of them, they'll be on Linderman's show following me on the Robert Scott Bell Show through Natural News Radio tomorrow afternoon in the East Coast time. It's still morning, I believe, in the West. So, guys, thanks again for being on board today.
Our pleasure. Thank you for having us.
You got it. The dangers of GMOs, of course, Jeffrey Smith has laid it out beautifully. This is must have gotten out tremendously so in Connecticut to have such broad bipartisan support for a labeling provision that was removed.
It really did. It really got out there. Annalisa and I were doing a few talks a week throughout the state where everyone was coming together. Each talk we did had more people than we ever imagined. And what we were telling them was, this is how to avoid GMOs, and we would explain to them, you need to avoid non-organic corn, canola, cottonseed oil, sugar beets, and soy. Those are the five biggies. There are others, but those are the ones to really be wary of. And then, of course, those are processed over and over again, and then they come out with aliases that GMOs hide in. And so you really have to familiarize yourself with this. But what I want to say to your listeners is that the best thing you can do for yourself to avoid GMOs and to avoid other horrible things that will damage your health is to stop eating processed foods. Stop eating out of the box. I'm a certified holistic health counselor, and this is what I teach all of my clients. Stop eating processed foods. Learn what real food is. Eat your nuts, your seeds, your organic vegetables and fruits, your grass-fed, organic, pasture-raised animal protein if you so choose. But stop eating out of the packages. Those foods only harm your health instead of benefiting your health.
Very well said. But, of course, if you're going to eat the nuts, you got to be worried about the genetically modified nuts that are in the governor's office at this point.
Well, you know what, you raise a good point, and that is that there's no end to what can be genetically modified. Our government has approved 80 genetically modified food products, and they have denied none. And so we need to take a very prudent approach to things and say, do I really want to be putting novel foods into my body that have not been tested for safety? No, do I really want to be putting food products in my body that have been doused with herbicides? Probably not a great idea. There are so many reasons why we really want to say no here. And unfortunately, we are shopping blind in the United States of America, and we don't know what's in our food. The labeling would have helped. Unfortunately, we're really jaded now, and we have lost faith in the legislative process. And so we do need to take things into our own hands. So when you go out and buy, shop organic, look for non-GMO products certified, and support your local farmers who are doing the right thing, who are raising their animals on pasture and have grass-based farms rather than the genetically modified feed that they're feeding the animals. A lot of people don't even understand this. I spoke with a commodities trader the other day, and he talked to me about how nutrient-dense the grains were. I said, for the animals, you mean? And he said, no, for people. And I said, you're wrong. All those grains that you trade are going to feed feedlot animals, and then people are eating them, not really understanding what they're eating.
Well, well said. And this is a dilemma that we're all facing here. Not only that, on the state level, you hear about bloggers or people that have healed from diseases via not listening to dietitians and doctors, but going to holistic health counselors, for instance, that are defying the official perspective on diet and nutrition and espousing the ways of the old world when food was actually food. So I don't know how Connecticut is, but in North Carolina, remember we talked about Steve Cooksey last week being attacked by the dietetics board because, hey, you're breaking into our monopoly.
It's very true. And I actually became a certified holistic health counselor because I healed myself from health problems simply by changing my diet. And right now I'm thanking God for all the raw food and green juice that I drink, because that's what's helping me to see everything so clearly now.
Well, that's the thing. I believe that's the big reason why government and corporations are fighting the food freedom legislation like this, because they don't want you healthy. They want you dependent upon them. Not here, not now, not ever on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you to Tara. Thank you to Annalisa. You guys are awesome with Right to Know Connecticut. Check it out. We'll be following up and helping you out any way we can with our audience. We got a call on the GMO issue and lots more to do on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com, or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here's Robert.
All right, continue a little bit longer on the GMO segments. We'll talk about the bee colony collapse disorder research that has just been, we're talking about hijacked, but destroyed, mysteriously destroyed. Is Monsanto involved in that? Would they be willing to do this if they're willing to buy governors and shelve legislation to allow you to know what the heck is going on in your food? Well, we've got a call, Jim, in Georgia on the Monsanto labeling issue. Jim, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, how you doing? I just wanted to make a quick comment and point out what I feel is a bit of hypocrisy on the government's point of view by allowing Monsanto to use their freedom of or to be able to keep silent if on what's being labeled in their product. That very defense that the government would not, I'm absolutely sure they would not allow the sellers of raw milk to be able to sell raw milk without being labeled unpasteurized.
Yeah, it is. It is crazy that they simply don't want you to know that food is, well, that it matters how, what, how it's altered perhaps, that you could access food that is unblemished, if you will. And in that way, I think, as I mentioned before in this, the consciousness of those who eat food that is unintoxicated, unaltered, is such that that frightens these government yahoos so much that they're willing to sell their souls to the Monsantos of the world, not realizing it will result in the destruction of the very government they swear to protect, or let's say the Constitution that they take an oath to protect.
Well, that's absolutely right. I mean, but I think it's becoming evident that that they're very much bought off. They're extremely a powerful organization. And apparently there's a bill right now, a similar bill up in the state of California. They have a small window that they're going to be voting on to have it labeled or not as well. But
yes.
I think it's important that we should consistently point out the inconsistencies in their logic from one aspect to the other. That's pretty much all I wanted to point out.
All right, Jim, I appreciate your call. Very good point. And yes, the inconsistencies can be deadly to you if you subsist on not only the food, but the information about the food, which is completely, let's say, a bogus would be an understatement. I want to cuss on the air, but I'm not going to do it, so you don't have to dump me. There's no beeper button needed. But Rosie's on the line. She's holding on in Connecticut on the GMO food freedom story. What about our freedom to know? Rosie, what's going on up there?
Yes. Hello, Robert. I am from Connecticut, and I know that I am part of the natural living movement, but a few years ago, I came to realize that you cannot have food freedom, you cannot have health freedom unless you have freedom. So I started, I joined the freedom movement, and I realized that there is an organization out there called Committees of Safety. I don't know if you've heard of Dr. Edwin Vieira, but he has written a book called Constitutional Homeland Security. We will not truly have freedom, even if we pass a GMO bill, which is extremely important.
Yes.
But we will ultimately be taken down with tyranny if we do not revitalize those ancient powers of the purse and sword, where we have sound money in every state and a well-regulated constitutional state militia structure put back in place, because even if we have a natural disaster, we're going to have a lot of problems. We need to protect our food supply on all accounts.
Amen, Rosie. I appreciate the call. You're spot on there as well. And if we talk about Obama, you know, the so-called savior of hope and change, a big story that just came out recently. I've got it linked up in the blog notes as well as through the Facebook of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Obama's plan to seize control of our economy and our lives. And do you hear Mitt Romney? Do you hear a whimper from Mitt Romney except to go, oh, Ron Paul's hijacking my delegates? Nothing about the federal executive plan to control the economy and all of our lives via executive order, via fiat. Stroke of the pen, law of the land, kind of cool. Remember that? President Bill Clinton, Constitution be damned. They basically said that they want control over every resource, food, etc. And you can read about it on the Robert Scott Bell blog at robertscottbell.com. And you want to vote for Romney as hope and change, the new hope and change? Those of you who say, oh, Ron Paul's just going to get in the way, he's going to give Obama 4 more years. Screw that. If Romney gets 4 years, it's not going to be any different. Oh, yes, the fascism might tweak a direction here or two a little bit. But no, the reality is your freedom is toast under Romney as it is toast under Obama. And Ron Paul and his followers are not playing along. You're not playing in the sandbox nicely. But they're following the rules. Yet the old media, not here in the new media on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the old media says, it's a hijack. And the only hijack is happening by Monsanto taking over the government in Connecticut, the federal government, the USDA. In California, as the caller mentioned earlier, Jim mentioned, they got darn near, 850,000, almost 900,000 signatures to put that to a vote. Do you expect that Monsanto's going to let that ride? They're going to do something. They're going to mandate injecting every child, because this Governor Moonbeam Brown has basically done without parental consent with GMO vaccines next to stop this so that you won't be able to vote. This is what's happening here. But their strategies that used to work very simply and easily are no longer working. And that is also why SOPA has popped up, because they want control of the Internet. They know that now the citizen journalist, the First Amendment, has been reclaimed. It has been reincarnated, if you will, in the blogosphere, on the Ustreams, on the YouTubes, and just like with the attacks on Ron Paul and the illicit activity of the Romney followers, both in Connecticut and Maine, they are being revealed in real time, and the government cannot have that happen. Our founding fathers knew the importance of a free press. We do not have a free press. Do you think Fox News is part of the free press? Because they slant a little bit the direction you might like? Sorry, you've been duped. Any more than MSNBC is a free press because once in a while Rachel Maddow says something nice about Ron Paul. Sorry, don't be duped by that. CNN, CIA Radio, and TV. Gloria Anderson Vanderbilt, CIA. You know, this is the kind of thing. They are trying to control the vertical and the horizontal, much like the old TV shows, the Twilight Zones. But they've lost control of it, and that's why they're desperately clinging to hijack governors like this, the assistant governors to the fund as we know them. Remember Jesse Ventura when he was governor of Minnesota? He found out CIA was embedded right there in the state governments. They cannot allow, because it's all about corporate control of the United States. And as we're hearing here, and we're promoting nonviolent means by which to rise up and deny them the full and complete takeover of these United States and the people in the states who are superior to the federal government. Read the Declaration of Independence, for goodness sake. Read the Federalist Papers, if you'd like. Read the Constitution. Legalize it here. We got lots more healing. Is the Gulf of Mexico in need of some more healing? Yeah, indeed. And B colony collapse disorder. More on that as well. Because on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.